8:06, we have clear skies, 0 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 29. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour with occasional gusts to around 30, giving us a wind chill at times of around 15 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Cass Health has announced it has earned the 2022 Top Workplaces USA Award issued by Energage, a purpose-driven organization that develops solutions to build and brand top workplaces. This is the inaugural year for Top Workplaces USA, built on the program's 14-year history, surveying more than 20 million employees across 54 markets for the regional Top Workplaces Awards. Colton Hewlett, Cass Health Chief Human Resource Officer, said that they're thrilled to be recognized at a national level. Colton says our employees are the heart of this organization, and we're delighted to celebrate this achievement because of them. Top Workplaces USA offers national recognition for large organizations, those with more than 150 employees, and those that may have operations in multiple markets. Several thousand organizations across the country were invited, and more than 1,100 participated in the Top Workplaces USA survey. Winners of the survey list are based solely on employee feedback gathered through an employee engagement survey issued by Energage. The results are calculated by comparing the survey's research-based statements, including 15 culture drivers that are proven to predict high performance against industry benchmarks. Officials with Google said on Tuesday that the recent construction phase completed by Google at its Council Bluffs data center site brings the company's total investment in Council Bluffs to $5 billion. Google Data Center in Council Bluffs is one of the company's largest facilities. Officials say it's created jobs for over 900 people in a variety of full-time and external supplier roles, including computer technicians, engineers, and various food services, maintenance, and security roles. Google said in a press release it has established a long-term commitment to the state and has continued to live the mission of organizing the world's information and making it universally accessible by all through supportive projects and initiatives that help bridge the digital divide. Internet accessibility is a priority for the company, they say, in home communities like Council Bluffs, and Google was a key partner in the effort to bring the Blink community Wi-Fi network online for Council Bluffs. Since 2009, Google has awarded more than $3 million to local schools and nonprofit organizations, including efforts to expand computer science education and upskilling Iowans to help grow their careers and expand their businesses. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach County offices in the Southwest area have announced award recipients for outstanding achievements in 2021. Krista Downing, Guthrie County Program Coordinator, and Molly Clark, Guthrie County Youth Coordinator, received the Excellence in COVID Recovery Award for developing and engaging partnerships that implemented innovation and programming. In the fall of 2020 and again in the fall of 21, fall feel-good bags were delivered to 100 area farmers and 100 area small businesses. Items in the bag included resources for mental health, such as Iowa Concern magnets, stress balls, fidget toys, brain break games, exercise moves at a desk, healthy snacks, as well as a few other fun resources. Elsewhere in news, a semi driver died in an accident early Tuesday morning that also left 600 people without power in northwest Iowa. The accident happened around 5 a.m. Tuesday when a semi-truck and trailer were heading southbound on Highway 75 approaching the Plymouth County town of Merrill. The semi initially collided with a power line utility pole, which resulted in a loss of power for residents in Merrill. It then careened into a used car lot and struck several vehicles. Plymouth County Sheriff's Office has confirmed the driver has died. That person's identity has not yet been released, pending notification of family. Investigators in eastern Iowa are trying to determine how a school bus and train collided. The crash happened around 9:15 a.m. Tuesday near Castalia in Winnesee County. Authorities later confirmed that two students and the driver were on board the Postville Community School District bus when it collided with a Canadian Pacific train. Officials said the driver was taken by a private vehicle to a nearby hospital to receive treatment for minor injuries after being evaluated at the scene. Two students were also looked at by emergency crews before an ambulance transported them to the hospital for further evaluation. A total stranger walked into the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU, at Mercy One Medical Center in Des Moines and bottle-fed a baby that wasn't his. KCCI in Des Moines reports police are trying to identify the man seen on surveillance footage while he was in the hospital. According to Des Moines police, the man slipped by a nurse, bottle-fed a baby in the NICU, and then left the hospital. Des Moines police say the unidentified man was trespassing, but they don't know why he did this or what his intentions were. Thomas Slater, a lawyer in West Des Moines who deals with medical malpractice cases, says the hospital has a duty to care of the baby in the NICU. He says an unidentified person claiming to be a parent should not have been allowed in. He adds that the baby being fed and other babies in the NICU were put in danger when the man entered that unit. Mercy One issued a statement that says they take the safety and security of our patients and families seriously. Now, the incident that took place last month is extremely troubling. Des Moines police said that they want to find the man and figure out what his motive was. Authorities say Mercy One is cooperating with that investigation. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.